8:36 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a frigid Friday. And we are delighted now to present to you Tri-County Insider News, the week in review. We're going to look back over the past week, find out the stories that wound up being tops on the list, and also the stories that got interacted with the most. And we're also going to hear the choice of the top story of the week from a guy named Bronson. That's Bronson Rasmussen, the news director here at Priority Media. And he's in the studio this morning, and he's not frozen, are you, Bronson?
I'm not, even on this frigid Friday, as you said.
Yeah.
Which was really nice alliteration with that one.
You got that? That's that's always appropriate when it's this cold on a Friday. It makes it a frigid Friday. All right. So it is time for Tri-County Insider News, the week in review. And it's been quite a frigid week. I guess we can apply that F to all of the week. We started it off with a snowstorm, and we've had some very brutal temperatures here as of late. But let's get it rolling here, Bronson. Tell us about what were the top stories, the top few stories of the past week.
Well, the top one has been recurring throughout the whole week. And as you said just there, it was off all of this winter weather headed our way. So we've been covering that basically all week from the end of last week throughout this entire week here of really just being careful out there, from the plows doing their things to emergency services doing theirs, to now when we're on air just talking about all of the closings and delays.
Yeah, it's kept the two of us quite busy over the past week, including some fun times when we were getting hit with the brunt of the storm on Sunday. But it's at the same time, it's been fun and enjoyable.
And of course, I always want to say, give a big shout out and thank you to all of the emergency services that have been out there helping people, to the plow drivers, to the firefighters out there, to our police force. On Sunday, my girlfriend got stuck in a ditch, and on my way out to help her, police showed up and they helped dig her out
just by the time
I got there.
Beat you to it. That's great. All right. So no doubt that was the top story of the week. What do we have as a runner-up?
Our runner-up is a police story coming from a Dubois woman who is now behind bars after a seizure found 171 bags of fentanyl. This happened on January 21st, where police searched a Hemlock Road residence in Brady Township. During the search, they found over 50 stamped bags of fentanyl on 39-year-old Shannon Audette. And in total, police found 171 bags of the drug, along with 129 prescription pills, storage containers, pill bottles, scales, and glass smoking devices. She was then taken to the Clearfield County Jail, where Audette faces felony manufacture, delivery, or possession charges.
Wow. And if I believe correctly, that one just out yesterday.
So, I believe so.
That story rising to the top of the ranks very quickly. We have another one there vying for top story.
I do. And this one's with someone that was just on air here with Mike Garmanini.
Yes.
I'm not sure if he spoke about it because I wasn't actually listening to it, unfortunately. But it had to do with some water improvement projects, water and sewer. Almost $500,000 in state funding headed to our area here in Dubois to support these water improvements. The Sandy Township Municipal Authority, they received $391,000 to replace aging water lines along Jefferson Avenue. And the city of Dubois received $62,000 to upgrade security at the Dubois water plant.
All right. Well, Bronson, our next category, one I am always fascinated by, is the category of looking at the stories that were interacted with the most. The reason this is fascinating is because we find out what is catching people's attention. So what was the top story that our listeners and those that were checking out our social media sites that they interacted with the most?
Yeah, one of those had to do with a Reynoldsville man who was accused of driving while under the influence. This happened on January 2nd, where police pulled over a vehicle that was allegedly running stop signs. During the traffic stop, police learned that the driver, 58-year-old Patrick Ritz Jr., His license was suspended, and he seemed to be impaired while driving. Also, another thing that probably garnered this one some attention, he happened to be transporting some Amish during that time. So from that, police did the field sobriety tests, and they believe that he was driving while under the influence. And now he's facing DUI charges, reckless endangerment, as well as other traffic violations.
So it makes sense that one caught the eye of those that were reading and checking in on stories. What else do we have that garnered a lot of attention?
Another one that we had came out of Treasure Lake on, I believe it was Wednesday, yes. It was a fire that happened right around noon on Wednesday, 12:14 p.m. Crews responded to 374 Admiral Dunbar Road for reports of an active structure fire that they say started from the chimney and spread to the rest of the house. No one was home at the time, and the fire was actually knocked down pretty quickly, but the house ended up being a complete loss.
Yeah.
Firefighters and crews on scene also reported that due to all the fire hydrants nearby just being completely covered in snow, it was difficult for them to get water to the scene.
Yeah, one of the unfortunate things that happens after getting dumped on with so much snow in the situation like that. So most important thing, though, nobody injured. So always glad to hear that. All right, we have time for one more. We could talk about a story that was most interacted with.
Sure, this one comes out of Clearfield. We reported on this before, but now it's official. The Clearfield Community Pharmacy, they are actually open now. Last Friday, there was a ribbon cutting down there, and it's where the former Rite Aid used to be, right in downtown Clearfield. So this is now the Penn Highlands Community Pharmacy, and it really does focus, at least the managers there told us, that them being local and made of the local people as well as through Penn Highlands instead of some national chain, it will really allow them to give better services to everyone in the area.
Okay, great. Glad to hear that they are open up now and serving the Clearfield area. Okay, the moment has arrived. This is always fun and interesting because we reward Bronson by his hard work and digging up all of these top stories and most interact with stories. We let him share the story he thinks is the top story of the week for whatever reason. And sometimes we've got serious reasons, sometimes not so serious. And what is it this week, Bronson?
There were quite a few that I thought about, but they already came up through this, like especially the snow. I really wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I decided I'll go alongside with what we've been featuring on our contact program.
And that's volunteerism.
With volunteering.
Yeah. Yeah.
This most recent one was with the Rotary Club and really on what services they provide and how they get to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out on that story how you can actually help out with the Rotary Club. They meet, I believe it was every Tuesday at noon at Luigi's. And really what they were speaking on is how they help youth through either college scholarships. They give grants to local nonprofits. And of course, here on the radio station, they have their annual Rotary auction.
Yep.
Which sure all of that just goes back to give money to local causes.
Yeah, absolutely. Great choice. And you can, of course, check out that contact broadcast featuring the Rotary and also most recently, just yesterday, featured the Kiwanis Club and those special programs featuring volunteer opportunities in the Dubois area are going to continue here for the next few weeks. So great choice for Bronson's choice. And Bronson, thank you so much for helping us complete the week in review for Tri-County Insider News.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. It'll be a new month and hopefully a lot warmer. But in the meantime, everyone stay warm out there.
All right. Thank you.